Welcome to Break Up With Dad. Hello, hello, everybody. Once again, this is Dust Band with myself, Banazir, and Dusty's on the line. Hello, Dusty.
Hello, good evening.
Leave me hanging. We've got Mr. Rollo on the line.
Sorry about that. Hey, Dusty, where were you, man?
I was on mute. I had mute there by accident.
Unmute, you fucking idiot.
And first time caller to Dustban, Mark.
Hi.
How's it going? He's not there either now.
He might have been muted too.
Well, we're not doing too well, are we?
He spoke during the bloody opening music. Come
That's
on,
right,
Parker,
he was.
Right,
man.
We're gonna have to do this. Are we live?
Yeah. We're we're live to ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we're not gonna mess with this. But hey, thanks for having me back. I said I wouldn't be back, but here he is.
There you go. Hey, Mark.
Yay, hey, man.
Mark. Hey, Mark. New caller on the line for Dust Band is Mark.
Got overexcited listening to Ab. He thought he was still listening to Ab.
Dude, I always listen to Ab, man.
Yeah.
I wake up with Ab.
You wake up with him, yeah. You woke up to him. That sounds a little rude, too, doesn't it? I woke up with Ab, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little intimate.
Today's Saturday, May 3rd, 2014, where I am. I don't know about the rest of you. Rollo's way in the future, as usual.
Yeah, back to the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is sort of an impromptu, I was going to say it's an absence call, but he was here, he did his share. So this is just a Dustban recording. Number 13, as it turns out.
13.
Rollo gets all the good numbers.
I woke up with Rose.
Absence. I love that.
Absence.
I love
Mark,
that.
So, Mark, how did you find us, man?
Well, yeah, fucking. I watched September Clues like a couple years ago. I don't know how it's just fakeologists, man. Like, I don't know how I did it, but I just started, like, I always had this inkling of what's going on, but I don't know, it's easy, it's just an easy game. Like, I'm not like, I don't come from the same fucking perspective as a lot of people do, so like, I have a different fucking angle on this whole fucking thing, which I think that's kind of like a cool idea, that like maybe some new character comes on the scene and fucking brings this new shit to the table.
Some new shit. What new shit have you got to give us? Come on. No more swearing.
Well,
come on.
Yeah.
Clean up your act.
Clean up my
Sorry,
act.
Dude.
Yeah. Good on you.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, you're right.
You're better than me.
Well, I am definitely better than that. I'm better than my fictitious identity that you're referring to. And I just want to make it real for people. Like, that's the thing. Like, I understand what like where everyone's at. Like it's so easy to like now that I've like gone through every 100 and whatever episode of Aberrato Radio, like I kind of understand where people are at, and I just want to make like I hear fucking Simon Shack saying like, oh, we need fucking, you know, we need to do shit, like, and that's what I want to do. I want to fucking actually I just want to do shit. Want. I
might. So what's your angle? What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Produce. Yeah. Produce a fucking film, man. Produce a.
Right.
Like, why not? Like something fresh.
On Theologists or on Fakery itself, or what's your take?
Yeah, I would say it would have to like blend a lot of the things, but make it subtle, but maining on the 9/11, like.
Subtle,
you know.
I can see you've got a lot of subtle in you. I'm subtle as well, as a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Bull in a China store.
Yeah, bull in a China shop. You remember that?
I think I heard someone say that.
Pick me up, man. I like it. I need to be wrong, man. I just have certain ideas. I come from the Marshall McLuhan tribe, and I think of everything as tribes. Like there's like it's all everything's tribal. It's fucking jungle surfer motherfucker. So
what do you think of the jungle surfer? What do you think of his ideology?
I can't speak to his ideology.
Just your thoughts on his.
Yeah, I think he's on. Like, I saw him before Ab started to refer, but obviously we all have seen that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I was actually into some like the way I got into Jungle Surfer was actually this bickering between like whether Alex Jones was fucking Bill or what's his name, fucking the stand-up comedian guy.
Oh, Bill Hicks.
No, it wasn't Bill Cooper.
Yeah, Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Like there's like a group out there, and they seem like they're hired or something. It just seems like their whole agenda is to create confusion and to try to like dilute this whole like Bill Hicks and fucking Alex Jones, and that's the whole head of the spear because it's Ted Turner and this old wrestling federation and all this stuff, which I can't like. I see the whole like trail in a way. Like,
hello,
it makes sense.
There he is.
That column.
Hey, Jacob.
Jake? Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Been a lot of that.
Go on, carry on, Mark. Sorry.
Yeah, well, there's just been a lot of this whole reference to the wrestling, and obviously Alex Jones is just like spitting off whatever, but I still go back to him. I think I asked Aberrato and he was like, oh, good. Like I said I posted a link to Joe Rogan, one of his recent podcasts with David Seaman, and I said, you know, check it out or whatever, but you know, like we gotta keep tabs. We gotta keep tabs on like people who are like talking about shit, and I think that's the whole thing, like the communication aspect, like the fact that we're like communicating right now, doing this, like Ab said. I've heard you guys talk about this, like too, like the fact that the technology has mediated our ability to cut into the conversation. Like I think that's like one of the most important things, like we're actually able now to cut into the conversation of mainstream.
This right. isn't mainstream, man. This isn't mainstream. We are
no, what he's saying is it's putting us on an even footing. We have the same technology available to us as the mainstream has. We all use the internet.
Yeah. The other night I said pre 9/11, post 9/11. I don't know what I'm talking about half the time, but Mark, that's you. So you're interested in So where were you on 9/11, mate?
I was in fucking high school,
man.
Are
you accusing
him of something? I'm 29 years old.
No.
Well, if you want, like, I didn't get my whole fucking history on the AB show. I want to, though. I'm plugging the fuck. But, yeah, like, I was in high school. I'm 29 years old right now. I was born in 1984. So I'm pretty young, like, but... Wow.
That's suspicious in itself.
I got this like crazy energy about me.
So Mark, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So your generation, because what's going on in your generation? Like you're 29 is young, yeah. But
yeah,
for us, like I'm middle aged now, and Rollo and. I guess Van is there. I shouldn't.
Oh, I'm sort of in the middle. Give me some slack.
Yeah, no, you're pretty young still, but I mean, obviously, Mark is younger than us. Mark is younger than us. So, what's going on in your generation, and where are they at with this stuff? Like, can you tell us your world and their generation of that world now? Like,
yeah, no one gives a fuck.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, really, I've had friends actually be like, you got to change tack on the 9/11 shit. Like, seriously. Like,
so they believe in everything that's going on? They
don't care, right?
Do they care?
I didn't care less.
Check this out.
That's my guess.
Yeah, well, for me, like, I'm like a media, like... I've adopted this study of media as an actual thing, which seems kind of crazy to a lot of people. Even that would seem like if I posted on my fucking resume that I'm a study of a fakeologist, I mean, that would probably spin some fucking heads, right? But, you know, like, it's kind of funny because everyone that I know are just, they're carrying on with their fucking duty, you know, it doesn't matter. That's the whole point. It doesn't fucking matter, but it matters when I start talking maybe to them. That's when it starts to matter maybe.
Do you actually broach? Do you actually broach 9/11 with people?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Do you bring it up?
I always get fucking a huge sheesh, but. A couple people recently, that's probably a good optimistic thing that have, I don't know, been very receptive to listening to it, or at least just
for your
enduring
benefit.
I think it's enduring, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's... go ahead.
I think you got to make it just more accessible to people. Like, I think that maybe this whole clues thing, it's like, okay, well, the whole point is like Jim Fetzer always talks about all the controlled demolition and this 9/11. I mean, okay, in Toronto, there was this whole big major advertising campaign that was done on like TTC. It was broadcasted on Dundas Square, one of the main squares in downtown Toronto. And they were basically just saying, like, what's the thing? Oh, rethink 9/11, fucking a third tower fucking fell. Like, I mean, it seems a little weak. You know, it's like, like that's all we got for fucking...
That was the Richard Gage convention traveling show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 Can anyone speak on that? Like,
did you happen to go to that, by the way?
No. I've been out of the whole circuit. Like, I've never been into the live thing about 9/11, though.
Right. Yeah, me and Ben.
I would like to. Like, if there is any more, I will definitely go. Fuck yeah, I'll fucking go.
Yeah, you know me and Bannister,
just,
the one, right?
Like, I saw the ads. Like, they had some budget, you know? Like, they had ads on the TTC. That's the transit in Toronto.
Right.
They had ads on the big Dundas Square billboard. Like, they
What, you mean the rethink 9/11 thing?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
They put more budget.
That right away makes me suspicious. You know what I mean, Bannister, too? Like, why
they put more budget
they...
into the advertising than the show itself.
Why would they? And then to top it all off, too, why would they want? It's obviously controlled, because why would they? Yeah. If it was independent, they're never going to expose that, right? They're not going to expose Simon Chak, Fakeology.
Well, they're not going to get you into it.
Exactly. So it's all, really gonna it's all there.
That's
it's,
why they're saying focus on World Trade Center fucking 3 or 7 or whatever.
Yeah, it's all there to just – it's all a plastic poise, really. It's nothing – there's nothing true about it at all.
Was there not some story in the papers there too about some controversy or whether or not they should have been able to advertise that?
Is that right? I don't know.
I think in Toronto, yeah. I think there was some comment on that. I don't recall.
Like some legal thing?
I don't know if it was some sort of backlash or probably just one person in the newspaper writing on behalf of everybody. That could be the end of the whole story, too.
That could be a whole, distraction on top
might
of
have
the
been,
distraction,
yeah,
maybe.
Speaking for those who might have had a
problem.
Well,
the whole architects for and engineers for the 9/11 truth, I mean, like, what is that? I mean, they're like real estate agents talking about.
Oh yeah,
it seems a little fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like how they're so preposterous and fucking like, oh yeah, fucking. And what are they doing? Like, what are they actually fucking doing? They put ads up and they're trying to tell people to rethink 9/11. Like, how pathetic is that? It's weak. Like, it seems so fucking.
They should have been telling them to think about it in the first place before they rethought it. It should have been, hey, have you heard of
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. No,
fucking
I agree
think
with
you. About it first before you fucking rethink. Yeah.
Who's rethinking anything? Nobody's rethink 9/11. They haven't thought about it to begin with.
Exactly.
What are they? It's all a marketing scheme again, right? It's just to make it look like, oh yeah, see, we're out there, we're getting people to. And again, it's another slideshow to just get everybody falling off the edge of the cliff and not really looking into it. And it all, it's nothing's taken seriously from it. And it's, but Mark, I, from what you said earlier too, good on you, man. And like, if you want to get something going as you get older and you start keep on at this at your own pace and you just take it easy.
You should
try to, hey, good on you if there's more people like you and keep doing it, Like, if you do that, then who knows, man?
Well, everyone should be doing it in their own way anyway. I don't think you can criticize somebody for not doing it the way I'm doing it. You should do it like this. They're at least doing something. Let them do what they want about it.
Exactly. But the only issue now the only problem is what me and Banazir talk about is that if you can get rid of money. Because what if somebody approaches you with, hey, we're going to take your story. Here's $1 million. If you can come on board to our
side. Then you can be bought off.
Then you're fucked. And that's what's going to ultimately happen if you get too close to home, too close to the truth, and you're reaching out to people. What's going to happen? They're going to up the ante a bit. They're going to give you a proper life. And you're not going to say turn that down if you've been living on potatoes and fucking, So, yeah.
Or they just simply destroy you in the media. If you somehow got traction, they just have to swerve you off the road.
They got so much power.
But that's the whole point. That's what I want to do. I want to create an attraction. I want to make them fucking start reporting on me. Or what I'm fucking doing and what the fuck this whole fakeologist fucking movement is doing.
But my point what if somebody approaches you with money to shut you up? And then you become a shill.
That's what I'm going for.
I want that money. That's the only way I can make it.
That's right. Nobody's going to turn that down.
I've been rich before, and now I'm dirt poor.
Go ahead, Rob.
And now I want to fucking make something fucking real happen. But
Dusty.
Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead, Rollo.
Some people aren't able to be bought off.
Okay. Sure. I can buy that. Yeah.
There are certain individuals in this.
He just bought you off.
You cannot. Did you?
He said I could buy that. Anyway,
but the thing is, who are these people? And if they can't be bought off, then they're going to be shut up one way or another.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I come from like a business background. I have some contracts with some of the biggest advertising agencies on the fucking planet, but I'm just like a dude that did that from my fucking computer. But it's interesting, like the fact that let's say these dudes pulled a 9/11. Like, we could pull an equal 9/11 that's not fucking traumatic or whatever, but like we could actually like create some sort of fucking new thing that like overlaps the whole
right.
every fucking psyop.
Well, if you could just hijack the airwaves for like a half an hour, or
yeah,
something,
that's what I'm saying. Like, movie, hijack the fucking airwaves like they do. Like, because it's all money anyway. Yeah. Like, that's how they do it. They buy airtime. So why not fucking make a group? Let's fucking buy the fucking airtime up the yin yang. Like, that's what, you know.
I'm not saying there's no hope, but it's good. If you got ideas, I'm all ears. Like, I don't want to discourage anybody. But I know what the reality of it is that we don't know who's above all these lines and up to the pyramid, and we don't know what kind of power is involved.
You don't know what they're capable of.
Yes. So okay, we don't really know. So if you can
I ask you guys one
somehow.
Question.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I've never heard this before. You know that Bush, the recording of Bush in the classroom saying like the planes hit steel.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard that?
The chanting by the children.
Is that true? Like,
is that a genuine live broadcast?
Yeah, like I'm just trying to understand. Like, even that should be a red flag for people, but no one knows. And I think that's like that shows the like level of deception that like there's like a literal like these guys are like teaching the fucking elementary class how to fucking do fucking psyops. You know, like that it makes sense.
Well, how do we know those children were even saying those things? Can you see their mouths move? I mean, they could have been sitting there pointing at words.
You're right. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, we don't know really what's going on. But yeah, I see your point. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just wondering because, like, I never saw a lot on that. And I just wondered because it just seems so blatant when you look at just that. And it's like, okay, well, why are people need to go anywhere else when they see that he's literally like planning it out right there? But I'm not saying that he's, you know, it's a tough one. You're right about the possible media fakery on that one too.
Because it's not like they were airing that live, were they? I mean, was that live on TV? Them?
Yeah. Well,
why would that even
be
on the air?
How the fuck did we get that footage? Yeah. When the fuck did that
Well, there were reporters there. It seemed, yeah.
It's rather obscure.
Yeah, reporters.
Yeah, because the president's there.
Yeah, not a lot of people.
Gawker.com.
When they put an actor on the scene, there's going to be cameras there. Let's put it that way. George Bush, the actor.
Can you hear me?
Go, Roland. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, that was obscure. I mean, yeah, planes hit steel. Yeah. The first time.
Yeah,
it was like some sort of chant. They were chanting. Yeah, it was really,
very strange.
Really weird.
It was really weird.
Well, that was shown in detail in those Appledore.
If
you could play things. That. Can you play that clip?
That Appledore. Mark, have you seen the Appledore 9/11 rituals, I think it's called? Have you seen that, Mark?
No, I don't think.
We should give him a link of that. I got the link here. I'll
throw it
in
there. I can't play internet-based
things
right now.
You can't play that chat? You can't play that on... Now,
Ben? Not without crashing the show. Sorry.
All right.
If you rip the audio,
but I understand.
Actually, Dusty, go rip the audio, and then I can play it.
Go, Dusty.
Okay.
Do it, man.
You can find that particular one. I don't know which one it's in. It's like in number 5. Go rip the audio and then send it to me and I can play it, sure.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, here's...
Is that what it is, MP3?
Mark, you should... So I put the link in there, Mark. There's 32 parts to it, and this is very interesting take on the whole thing. He goes into numbers, and he goes into a lot of other things, and there's 32 parts to it. So it's quite a long watch, but it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's the first part, and then you can just click on
sure.
all the
and
parts.
All this plays into what Peter was speaking to us about last time, too. About the whole ritual.
It's an important video.
A giant thing going on. And for some, it's sort of like, well, it's very obscure. It's not, you know, it's not, it's fakery, I guess. But it's sort of the black magic side of 9/11. Like,
yes.
Whether or not they, the evil elite,
cult.
Yeah, whether or not they believe in this stuff, I think they're doing these sort of rituals, and they're
at least
pretending they're pretending.
Aleister Crowley and, because that guy, have you read Aleister Crowley's Book of Death?
We'll talk to Dusty, he knows a lot about him.
Dusty.
I've read quite a bit of his, The Confessions of Aleister Crowley. There's also, Magic Without Tears. There's the Book of Law.
So what's
that's
the
one. Sorry, Dusty. That's the one.
The Book of Law.
Yeah.
What's the big deal about him?
He's an interesting character in all this.
Oh, yeah.
Because the 322, where the Bushes came from, which was from Germany, right? And they're... Because they were Bush.
Want me to blow
you
guys,
they spelled their name differently.
You just gotta jump in, Mark.
Jim fucking Carrey, okay? Jim Carrey, the movie 23. Dude, these guys have
secret. Top secret.
No. They have it all mapped out. It must be like okay. You're gonna like consider numerology, right? Like they must have the whole numerical code. Like already fucking pre-planned. Like they must have everything fucking done and every actor in fucking place. Like that. Like it seems like that's kind of. But it's not in place.
Mark, do you know they're actually remaking the Truman Show now? So you're the star.
Yeah, I should be.
Oh, like the TV series, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Remember you put that on.
Well, that's a phrase. Another one. I'm not sure if I mentioned this on air, but I thought of a phrase.
Well, hell,
Saul.
If they want to get a real guy on board, then here you go. As long as they don't fuck with me.
We should all call ourselves.
How bad?
Yeah, yo, Jim Carrey was from
my
hometown,
a word here.
Newmarket.
Hey Ben,
you know I can hang up on you all. Anyway, I was just going to say that we should all be known as Truman beings.
Right.
That's all I want to say.
Yo. Well, I was thinking of this thing of trust agents. Trust. There's this book called Trust Agents. I don't know. You guys should read it.
Oh, that's your screen
name. It's a
name,
marketing
right?
book. I know I'm plugging shit and it's stupid, but like. If you like, just fucking check it out. There's this book called the fucking the Trust Agents or Impact. Let's just stick with Trust Agents for now. There's lots of other books. I'm a book fanatic. I love fucking reading books. So, yeah, but Trust Agents. It's all about like social media and like how to influence people. And it's funny because like what we're talking about is sort of like very parallel to what internet marketers and business developers are talking about right now. What do you think about that?
About what, using the media to our advantage? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, basically like some of the internet marketer, it's all about like niche, like people are interested.
Yeah. You know, you're saying like, you want us to use evil on our side, basically.
I think he's Ben's here. I think he's talking about production. We're producing now, right?
Oh, yeah, what we're doing. Oh, I see. Okay.
Content producers.
I thought you meant what we were about to do, but
aren't
we're doing
aren't
right
we
now.
Producing right now? Yes. Sorry, Mark. Yeah, come on.
This is a high quality production, so yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. How high quality?
I can't rig this shit together. Like, the fact that you guys can do this shit is unbelievable. Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, I wanted to ask Ab about, like, how he fucking even does his little radio fucking show.
Well, I'm using his setup, or the recording aspect of it, anyway. I can help you through that, too.
Yeah, and Ab, yeah, he has, like, 9 people on, and he just, like, that call that we had, that nine call we were talking about the other night, it was just fantastic, because Ab knows what he's fucking doing.
Well, you got to moderate it here, not like me. It's getting walked all over by
Yeah,
you
but
guys.
It didn't work that much well tonight, though. Tonight it didn't work well. Ab was off his game tonight, that's for sure.
Oh, really? I haven't heard it.
That's what I thought.
It went bad, did it?
No, it was just Peter. Yeah, you know,
It petered on, like, a lot of people jumped in.
Yeah, Peter.
Emotions were running high.
Ab didn't exercise.
I really like
authority.
Peter, but
yeah, he was exhausted.
Hey, Jake. Hey, Jake. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah. All right. Hey, remember me, man?
Mark, Jake, Mark.
some of the stuff about like advertising. I know what you're saying. You're saying use social media or something like that to kind of
not
make a
social
move.
Media.
Not social
no,
media.
I'm saying basically take over all advertising. I know that I can actually like take over the entire demographic of Toronto and point them into a certain direction because I can take over the advertising on the TTC, which is the Toronto Transit Commission.
that sounds like to be honest, like is that a crime? What you're saying?
No. It's that's
or
the
just
funny thing.
Like or that you have enough money that you can buy it. You know what I mean?
No. Check this out. Okay. I started on the internet, okay? Yeah. And the way I started on the internet was I built my own advertising system, my own ad serving system. So I served banners and I could track.
Hey,
like,
Mark, can I just butt in for a sec?
I was just going to.
Hey, Mark. I don't think this whole conversation is not for me. It doesn't interest me one bit. Okay, what you guys are talking about it's not for me. So I'm gonna leave. Hey Ben. Right.
Yeah.
Look. I hate to be an ass, but I don't want to talk about.
I'm just teasing you.
I wasn't intending to offend anybody, but I was just trying to figure out more about what you know.
No. Mark. What you want to talk about? It's not for me.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it now. You fucking
dropped
now.
I'm sorry, man. I'm an asshole. And this isn't going out live, is it, Ben?
No.
Well, no.
Look.
You're halfway in between.
Oh man, I'm an asshole. There we go.
Hey, Rollo, do you want to talk about something else? Is this the solution here?
No. It's not about me, is it?
I want Rollo, man.
I feel like a fucking asshole now.
It's okay. Just chill out.
I want Rollo to fucking talk this shit, man.
Rollo, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about anything. We can talk about anything.
No. God, I'm a fucking asshole. I hate myself sometimes. No, look.
Wait, I want to talk to you.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Don't fuck you.
What you talking
don't
about?
Don't fucking hang up. Fuck you. Don't hang up. All right.
Still here, man. Yeah, I'm still here.
Good on you, Mark. You got to have thick skin to talk to Rollo sometimes. It's okay. Rollo, we all love you here. Don't hang up.
All right,
talk about anything you want. We're not.
No, but that's eggshell shit, too. Keep going. Keep going, man. That's fucked. What I just said, man, was fucked up. But anyway, if it wasn't that, it wouldn't be me, would it? This is truth, right?
Mm-hmm. I won't roll to hear this shit.
Do you know what the truth is?
Okay, keep going, Mark.
Don't
pay attention to that guy in the corner. Looks like he's had a whole bunch of tomatoes thrown at him.
No, you're right. You're right. Basketball? What the fuck is the truth? What the fuck do you know is the truth? And that's why, like, for me, I live in Toronto. Like, people read fucking papers every day on the goddamn Toronto Transit, like the fucking, like, the tube train. And everyone does their fucking duty, man. So all I'm saying is, wake up. Wake up with the app. We should make a movie. And that's why he posted that fucking pump up the volume fucking post back in the day, which was actually...
Yeah, Christian Slater, right? Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man,
yeah,
we gotta get
fucking mainstream. And that's what I'm saying, like, fuck this shit. Like, fuck, like, we're doing this fakeology shit, you know? Like, let's fucking do fakeology. Let's fucking make our own reality.
Right.
Like, well, I think Ab's got enough. I think Ab's got enough in the bank to actually make a movie, probably, of what he's doing. That would be interesting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
To people. I think, to the amount he's produced with Simon Shack, and there's a movie there, big time.
I agree, and I already have ideas, like, on the fucking fly right now that I want to fucking do. Like, I want to make it, like, totally realistic, and that's the key. The key is because we can, like, we have this technology now. Like, I can make a video of me talking to you guys on my cell phone or whatever, and
Mark, that's the key. Do you know what the problem is,
that's
Mark?
That's the key.
Yeah, the powers that be don't want that story to be told.
No, yeah, but they don't. They're not going to know because we're going to come up on them.
Yeah,
we're going to cup on them from the fucking bottom, dude. They ain't going to fucking see us coming, man. Like, there ain't nothing.
I'm sorry to say that they already see us.
they do. They've been seeing us for years.
Man. That's bullshit, man.
No, they've been watching us.
We have the upper hand.
Mark, if you
every
think
time the way, you log into your phone, they know what you're doing.
Yeah, this is not a paranoia trip. Mark, this is not a paranoia trip. This is the real life, man.
Oh, yeah.
They control everything.
That's why you have a phone.
Yeah, but
we're controlled, even though you think we're not. We're controlled.
They want people to have cell phones.
No. You guys, and me, we're gonna fucking create the best fucking things in sliced bread. Better than sliced bread, because sliced bread is shit anyway. So anyway,
that's right. That's actually a pretty good.
That's
I like my bread. I like my bread pre-sliced. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you're going
to
get...
Guys,
fucking...
can you guys hang on to that thought? I'm just going to hang up the call and start it again here. Just the call. Right, yeah. It'll call you back because it's jittery. No. The recording will keep going, but the call is going to stop and start again because the Skype is bad. I'll call you right back. Hang on just a moment here. Do-do-do-do-do. It's still recording. And I'm calling you all back. Do we have anybody back?
Hey, how you doing?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, might be someone else bad on the line.
Hey, as a wise man, can I say, as a wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Not even a tickle.
Skype sounds better.
Does it sound a bit better?
Good idea, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Maxwell. Give me some Maxwell. Hey, where are you going, Max?
Maxwell Smart. And loving it.
Yes.
Damn, this code of silence.
Yeah. Missed it
tone.
That much.
Tone. Cone?
Code of silence? There's always code something wrong silence. With
no, the cone. It was something cone, wrong with yeah. it.
Cone.
Jake's here.
Hey, Jake. How's it going? Somebody's dragging the call down here. It's very garbled.
It's Mark. We've lost Marcus.
It's trying to call him.
Call foul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rollo, take us into new territory.
Dude, sorry about me. I had a little spat there.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Forgive me?
Forgive me.
There's what I was kind of leading to there, but, I don't know. It was hard to figure out. But what I was leading to there is there actually is kind of like a... It's this... did you see that thing on RT with the... he's a producer, an executive producer or something like that from Hollywood, and he did a two-part on RT or one of the other... it was another Russian news outlet. And it was about the Boston Marathon. It was a... And,
did they actually talk about it on Russian Today, do you? Did they?
I don't know if it was on Russia Today, but it was on...
Did you say RT? What are you talking about?
I said RT, but it's let me find it really quick.
All right, man.
So anyways, this guy, which I've never heard of before, but he's more like a talent guy and a money guy, you know, so you wouldn't necessarily recognize his name. Not really top tier, but he's getting involved in this. It's if you do the hashtag, you know, starting with the pound symbol, wave of change, and just type wave of change into Twitter or, you know, that hashtag or whatever, and it's like, They're talking about fakery, but they're merging it with like that those anonymous hackers, and they're merging it with like Occupy. I don't know. It's really strange. I think it ties in with all the Batman clues and all the Illuminati shit and all the, you know, music videos and stuff like that.
That's Jake.
So it's kind of like the way I look at it. You know, was it Mark's idea of his campaign? Is I don't know. I mean, like that kind of a flashy media campaign like that, you know, it's going to be corrupted anyway, right? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, sure. Of course it is.
That's what I see.
It's always going to be somehow derailed or somehow sabotaged one way or another.
Dusty, remember the first time I came on that? I was accused of being a derailer, you know? And then you embraced me. Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, we'd all love to get all this message out. I would love it more than just like everyone else. I want to get it out. But I also know reality. Reality is, like Jataka said, I mean, you just, it's hard, man. Like,
right. We shouldn't discourage those that are hell-bent on spreading the word, too, at the same time.
Like yes, and at the same time, I want people to do this, but
not to be disappointed if it doesn't.
Right, you gotta look at reality, because you talk to just one person and they're, oh, that's terrible. So you're gonna take on the world.
He's doing ridiculous again. He's gone ridiculous. People, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. So and it's sad because people are programmed to think like that, though. That's the problem. And when you get a mass of people that are already believing in a lie so big that it becomes the truth, you want to challenge it, and you are versus the world. You're trying to go against a fucking massive football team that's going to tackle you every moment they can. So it's very difficult. And I mean, Rollo, I'm sure you've talked to people and said you're crazy, and I thought too. Everybody's done it. Everybody's done it. Right?
Yeah, look, I'm looking for the dustpan light.
Oh, yeah.
When I heard Dan the other night, he was talking about dustpan light. I like the thought of that.
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely. Later because it's always different, right? It's always life. I don't get caught up in this, okay? Like Peter Sheehan, like I was listening to him tonight. Like he's just so.
Sorry, Dustin, I'm gonna cut you off.
Why is he?
Can you guys hear me? The call is really bad. I'm hardly hearing any of this. I'm just gonna hang up and try calling again.
Sure.
All right.
Not going so good tonight. Do-do-do. Try calling them back here. Let's see if I can try one at a time. See if this works any better. See who the culprit is. Is that you, Rollo?
Two, two, two. One, two.
So let me see. Yeah, I'll just talk to you for just a second, just see if it's clear. Mate. Narrow down who the culprit is. It could be me on my end.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys seem to be talking to each other, but
hey, Fantasy, can you hear what I've got to say? I'm whispering to you now.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah, I'm saying it. Are we still recording?
We are.
Oh, God. What are you going to think about this?
It's my end, yeah. Unfortunately, the call is going to be really bad.
Okay.
So I can't figure it out.
Well, Ben, look, thank you for having me. If that was all we got, I don't know. Mark was good to hear. He sounded a little... Oh, no, don't say that. Shit. I was going to say something bad then. Hey, Mark punched me in the nose.
I'm just going to add him back here.
So all right,
be okay right this second.
All right, man.
That's too bad. We're...
Come on, Mark. Where are you?
Everyone's learning their Skype tonight, too. Can't figure out how to work
it. Yeah. He's doing a nice selfie there.
Yeah, where's Dusty? I can't even see him here. Oh, there he is. He's online. Cool.
Do you know what happens? You know what happens when we talk about something that is just too sinister or, would upset the apple cart?
Right, right, right.
They cut us off. Remember, Ab, like, he had to try, he had a DDoS attack and all that crap.
Yeah.
So what happened with Peter tonight? Are we still recording? Is this still...
It's still recording, yeah.
All right. You can edit this part out, can you? Or not?
No,
I don't
I'm not
mind.
Going to. It's too hard.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah, fuck it.
It all goes in, warts and all.
All right, cunt.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Now I have to edit it out. It's all right, Peter said it 100 times, so it's okay.
I'm only going to say the N-word, though. I'm not going to say the N-word. Yeah. No, it's, so your thoughts on that whole ESPN thing with that guy?
Mr. Sterling?
Do you have any thoughts on it? Yeah, yeah.
Just more crap, more distraction, just absolute nonsense, perfect timing during the playoffs, brings attention to their neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's just, these things all are intertwined, anyone who thinks that they're not linked together.
Yeah.
You know, but having said that, and I know you like your baseball.
I do.
You think
and
that
sorry,
maybe
I got,
just...
I got the number wrong the other day, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? Larry Walker, my favorite player, used to be my favorite player. Obviously, Albert is my favorite, new favorite player, was 33, not 11. I always get these things wrong. Fucking,
still,
what's his
still
name?
The same idea,
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
It's still a little squiggly. Maybe it won't go too long since people will be listening to garbled
audio. It's good
audio.
This end. It's good this end.
Yeah,
I can hear.
Yeah, it's me and me and Rollo are pretty good, but
I think you guys can hear. I bet you it's my end. So, and I'm unfortunately I'm the one recording it, so the recording will go out terrible. Yeah,
yeah, that's okay.
We were just talking about baseball. Obviously, my favorite player, Albert Pujols, at the moment because he just hit his 500th. But it was Larry Walker, and he was 33, not 11. See,
I
get it wrong every time. Oh, here we go. Mark's back, is he?
Trying everybody back one at a time.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to want to... Like, Dusty, it took forever to add you. It wouldn't let...
It's all right.
Wouldn't let you on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Or unless, Dusty, if you host the call, maybe it'll sound a little better. I don't know if that's... Does it actually bog your computer down if you're the host caller? Are you getting more traffic? Is that?
No, I don't think so. I could be if you want me to.
Skype is kind of a peer-to-peer application, so it might actually be that way.
Okay.
I don't understand fully how it works.
All right. Okay, let's hang up. And Dusty, would you mind clicking call everyone back so you can host? Okay.
Sure, no problem. Right.
Thanks. And I'll keep everyone company until they call me back. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, hello.
Good. Yeah, okay.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, now we got the real shit.
Is that better?
No. Sorry, guys. I hear it all garbled.
The real shit.
We'll have to work out some way for Dusty for you to record it too, in case this happens again.
Yeah, that's what we get to.
I know. I got to get some repeaters going. I got to see if I can.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's coming in garbled.
Okay. I can hear you. Okay, Ben's here. You must be having problems on your.
It's right on my end. I'm sure of it. Yeah.
Look. Okay. We got to make tiered. We got to make the same fucking psyop. We got to make tiered fucking layers of information of how they fucking level up. Like a video fucking game, dude. That's what I'm saying. We gotta make a goddamn fucking video game. You guys wanna get serious about this shit? You guys better make a fucking mainstream video game. That I know it's crazy and it's outlandish, but like I'm actually like kinda fucking serious about it. Like I think that I actually have the cojones to actually say, yeah.
Sorry, did you say Corona?
Hey guys, sorry, I'm gonna stop the call.
No, yeah, I'm